It's a fundamental idea, which is an old concept in Jewish literature. Welcome to Jewish Meditation with Rabbi G, making every day count with positivity and things that we can learn. So recently I was reading a little passage in a book called Don't Sweat the Small Stuff by Richard Carlson. And he has a very interesting chapter there titled, Imagine That Everyone Is Enlightened Except You. And he says, he wants to give us a strategy that's going to be hard to accept, but yet so true. And he says, you need to imagine that everyone knows more than you and that you can learn from every single person. He said, maybe even the obnoxious driver that's trying to cut you off has a lesson to teach you. He says, maybe if you go into the post office and the person serving you is short with you, is a bit rude to you, frustrated. So he says, instead of getting frustrated, think of yourself, what can I learn? Maybe I need to learn more about compassion. Maybe I need to relate to people that perhaps have a job that I don't like doing, and so on and so forth. And I was thinking to myself, this is not a new idea. This is a very old idea in Jewish literature. In Pirkei Avot, the Ethics of the Fathers, there's a saying there, an expression there. A zehu chacham, who is a wise man? Halomed mikol adam, someone who can learn mikol adam, from every human being. It doesn't say who is a wise person, he who learns from other people. It says, who is a wise person, he who learns from every person. Which means every person that we encounter has something to teach us. Now it's easy to say, but a little bit hard to implement. And the way we implement that is by reflecting on some very, very important truths. First of all, it's about humility. We know that we have two parts to our personality. We have what's called the animal soul and the godly soul. The animal soul is self-absorbed. The animal soul is about self-preservation. The animal soul is the animalistic part of who we are. We've talked about this many times. That really wants just the pleasure that we can get in the moment. And therefore, if we come across a person that seems to know less than us, a person who seems to be lower than us, so to speak, and frustrates us and annoys us, we really don't have patience or tolerance for that experience. But we have a soul. And the soul is a godly infusion. The nefesh elokit, the godly soul. And it's that soul which gives us the sense of selflessness. It's that soul that gives us humility. To understand that we are really nothing. We are part of a much greater reality, the reality of God. And that everything we have is God-given. We didn't make ourselves. If we have a talent of learning or a talent of understanding or a talent to do something very useful or to do something which is a real skill, it's all God-given and we have to be humble and thankful and show gratitude for it. And the other person on the street, whoever that is trying his or her best. And he's also part of that reality. And he's also part of God's plan and God's world. And me encountering that person, which is here the second important thing to really bear in mind, me encountering that person, even if it's a painful experience, it's still hashgacha pratit, it's all orchestrated by a divine plan. And therefore, if I come into contact with someone, I have two choices. Either I can reject that someone with arrogance and self-absorption and egocentricity, or I can say, wow, if I encounter that person has something to teach me. It might be teaching me what not to do, but it's about valuing every human being as having something that I don't have that I can learn from, which will make me stronger, which will make me more knowledgeable, which will maybe make me more humble, which will make me a better human being, a more godly human being ultimately, and the ability to really give meaning and purpose to my day. So we need to understand that ability that we have. I'll just share with you a quick Kabbalistic idea. We know that we are made up of 10 powers. And in those 10 powers, we have three intellectual powers known as Chokhmah, Bina, and Da'at. Chokhmah is the conception of an idea. Bina is the understanding of the idea. And Da'at is the internalization of the idea. But the mystics explain to us the following. That the first one of the intellectual process called Chokhmah is the catching of a new idea. It is really the first point in our soul of beginning to understand, but it's the contact that we have with actually something that is higher than ourselves. Bina means to understand something that we should understand. Chachma means we're open to understand something that is beyond us. We're open to understand something that we didn't have before. We're open to a new idea. We're open to a new lesson. We're open to a new teaching. And it's the chachma which the mystics explain is the capacity of surrender to something else but ourselves. It's the point of humility that we have. And it's the openness to understand that we are very limited and we have the opportunity to learn from others. Ezehu chacham, who is a wise person? Halomed mikol adam, someone who can learn from everyone. Let's internalize this a little bit and understand where this comes from within our soul. So let's just meditate for a few moments by perhaps closing our eyes, being relaxed, focusing, becoming aware, not being distracted, and as always, beginning by focusing on our breath. Breathing in and out for a few moments. Just letting go of the turmoil around us and the stress around us and just tapping into the calmness and the rhythm of life. Feel the air coming in, feel the sensation of breathing out. Just focus on that rhythm for a few moments. As we know, when we breathe in and out, our breath, our neshima, in Hebrew, is an expression of our neshama, our soul. Our soul is the godly part of who we are. The animal of our consciousness is where ego lives. Self-absorption, egocentricity. Self-preservation, focus on self. But let's dig deeper and remember that we have a neshama. As we breathe, we connect to the essence of life, our soul, our godly consciousness, where values live, where purpose lives, where godly connection exists, and where humility and selflessness live. Let's connect to the selflessness of our soul. We are limited. We are finite. And God infused us with a neshama of infinity, of godliness, with the ability to go beyond our finiteness, to be humble and learn mikol adam from every person. Every person I encounter can teach me something. Our soul gives us humility. What is the lesson I'm being taught? What new idea can I absorb? I'm here for a reason. I'm encountering the other for a reason. To learn, to grow, to become stronger. This is such a powerful idea. Let's come back. Something just to remember briefly. Each time we start to get stressed, each time someone is frustrating us. Let's stop, think, I don't have to agree with this person, but I can learn from that person. Lamed mikol adam. Let's learn from every experience and every person that we meet. Have a wonderful day.